But the key to it all, the interview series really, was my wife Sarah. Perhaps at this point I should say something about Sarah. I met Sarah in 1970 and married her later. Both our first marriages broke up. And we just are very, very, very close and work very closely together. All the projects I've done, everything I've done with Sarah. She reads all my books. She's an excellent critic. She edits them all. She, in the field work, she does much of the work. She does the census work. She does the photography. She does all the data inputting, because one of the difficulties of academics is that you can do teaching, you can maybe do administration, and you can maybe write some books, but you haven't got time to do the data processing, which you need for big projects and for filmmaking. Who is going to edit? I mean, the films I've taken in Nepal, which are something like 150 hours, there are 6,000 clips. Now, she has indexed every clip with a description. I put it into a database system which she and I and others have developed. So I can now make a film in the morning because I type in dogs in the year 1990 or how to feed a buffalo. And with my database system, it pulls out all the bits of clips of films about buffalo feeding at any particular point of time or whatever, and I can make up a film from it. Now, otherwise, to control 20 years, 25 years of films from memory, you just couldn't find it. Anyway, Sarah was enormously important in all my projects, but particularly in the interviews, because